Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years. I'm like a tumbleweed in a wild west. WRCO
100.9 FM, Richland Center. Today's News at Noon is sponsored by ET Foods, where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 16 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Suggesting that interest rate cuts are not imminent, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell told the Senate Banking Committee it's also unwise to speculate on tariff policy. He's speaking a day after President Trump announced 25% tariffs on all imports of steel and aluminum. ABC's Karen Travers has more on the potential impacts.
It could have a significant impact on everyday items, things like cars and appliances, anything that comes in aluminum, like canned goods. But the White House says this is about boosting the domestic steel industry, that it's very important in this country for economic purposes and national security purposes to have a strong and robust steel industry.
Today, the president meets with the king of Jordan a day after threatening to cut off aid if Middle Eastern countries don't support his plan for Gaza. The Trump administration also continuing efforts to trim the size of the federal government. On social media, the president repeated his call for FEMA to be shut down, saying states should handle disasters. This is ABC News. Big numbers for the big game.
The lyric from Kendrick Lamar's halftime anthem was just what advertisers who had paid $8 million for a 30-second spot did not want to hear.
Turn his TV off, turn his TV off.
But viewers didn't turn the TV off, and early numbers show a 2% increase in audience from Super Bowl 58. Helping to boost the stats is the fact that the game was available for free on the streaming service Tubi. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
A new study found that children may be able to build a tolerance to peanuts if store-bought peanut butter is introduced slowly. ABC medical contributor Dr. Alok Patel says
millions of people are living today with food allergies, which is very limiting and in some situations dangerous. This is offering us a great glimpse of hope for a lot of people out there, not just when it comes to peanuts, but a lot of other food allergies.
Study was done under medical supervision. Doctors stress parents should not try this without consulting their child's doctor. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, Simpson's Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, Total Protect, BL Signs, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance Company. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 17 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for a sun mixed with some high clouds and cool, a high in the upper teens. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cold with flurries possible toward morning, a low of 4. And tomorrow, cloudy with snow throughout the day. 1 to 3 inches is expected with the heaviest totals south of Richland County, a high tomorrow of 19. Currently in Richland Center, after a low this morning of 5, it's 16 degrees.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to ramchealth.com to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
This President's Day, discover the perfect piece for your home at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Going on now through February 21st. For $7.99, you can choose from the Simple Joy Sofa and Love Seat to relax in style, the Bullenberg Dining Table with four chairs to bring the family together, the Lavenhorn Reclining Sofa with a drop-down table for ultimate comfort, the Hyena Full or Queen Panel Bed with dresser, mirror, and nightstand for a complete bedroom refresh. Your choice for just $7.99 plus tax and delivery. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, where comfort meets community. Sale ends February 21st.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center wants to say a big thank you to all of their customers with Customer Appreciation Days, February 17th through the 22nd. It'll be the perfect time to stock up and save. Get 20% off all parts during the entire event. And what's a celebration without some delicious food? Stop in and enjoy mouth-watering barbecue pork sandwiches from Richland Locker, available for all customers. So whether you're gearing up for spring work or just stopping by for the food and the deals, Simpson's Tractor has you covered. So mark your calendar. Join the fun during Customer Appreciation Days, February 17th through February 22nd at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Great deals, great food, and heartfelt thanks. Don't miss it. See you there.
Good afternoon. It is 17 degrees in Richland Center at 12:07. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. With the threat starting midweek of heavy snowfall and cold temperatures across much of the upper Midwest, FEMA's Region 5 office in Chicago encourages residents to prepare now. Acting FEMA Region 5 Regional Administrator Michael S. Chesney said the forecast this week is an important reminder that winter isn't over just yet. Now is the time to check local weather forecast and warnings, learn the risk for your area, and take precautions to stay safe. Those steps include following the instructions of state and local officials and listen to local radio or TV stations for updated emergency information. We will keep you updated here on WRCO. Gather supplies in case you need to stay home for several days without power. Keep in mind each person's specific needs, including medication, and don't forget the needs of your pets. Fully charge your phone and other electronic items before the storm in case you lose power. Avoid non-essential travel. If you must go out, make sure your vehicle is in good working condition. Fill your gas tank before the storm hits, and check that your car's emergency supply kit is fully stocked before traveling. Limit your time outside. If you need to go outside, wear layers of warm clothing and watch for signs of frostbite and hypothermia. Heat your home safely. Remember to keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from items that can burn and plug them directly into the wall. Never use a gas stovetop or oven to heat your home. When using a generator, always keep it outdoors and at least 20 feet away from windows, doors, and attached garages. Find even more valuable tips to help you prepare for severe winter weather by visiting ready.gov. Grant County Sheriff Craig Rukoff reports the passing of an officer. Grant County Correctional Officer Dylan Bellamy died Saturday after being struck by a motor vehicle while walking along the highway near Mattoon, Illinois. Dylan joined the Grant County Sheriff's Office in December of 2023. He was also a member of the Army National Guard and was in Illinois for his training weekend with his unit, which is based out of Mattoon. The accident is still under investigation. To assist Sheriff's Office staff, the peer support team has been activated, and a grief counselor is being made available for additional services. Richland School District Administrator Steve Board reported to the school board that the Quarter 2 Discipline Report shows that 163 students of the 1,150 on campus have committed 401 offenses. He noted that bullying has been recategorized and that there seems to be an uptick in offensive language. He also reported that the January pupil count data shows an increase in the student body population of 17 students since the start of the school year. The grade 10 class saw an increase of 8 students, a 7.5% increase. There was also an increase in grades 11 and 12 of 11 students, a 5.4 increase. However, this is mostly due to Argentina students attending during this count. These numbers place the district at retaining 81.9% of resident students, surpassing the district's goal of 80%. Over the past 10 months, the district has increased its student population by 69 students when factoring in losing a graduation class of 118 and replacing it with a 4K class of 63. It was reported to the Richland School Board of Education that the district currently has 5 full-year exchange students and 1 semester student attending the high school. There are 2 boys and 4 girls from 2 exchange organizations. 2 of these students are here courtesy of a Congress Bundestag scholarship, which is a joint offering between the U.S. federal government and the German government. 10 students and 1 chaperone are currently at the high school from Argentina and will be leaving this Wednesday. This is the 6th year that Richland Center High School is hosting students through this program. The Richland School District was the first public high school to participate in the program, which is facilitated by NASA Open Door. It was reported that the district has 1 student who is participating in an outgoing exchange for the 2024-25 school year through Rotary International. The board also discussed the Youth Risk Behavior Survey. It is designed for grades 6 through 12 students and is an evaluation component for the Drug-Free Communities Grant Project. The survey helps the local community monitor trends in youth health and risk behaviors. Knowing which risk behaviors are on the rise, as well as which are not, allows schools and communities to create more thoughtful, more effective programs to help reduce these risks and promote health-enhancing behaviors. Students in grades 6 through 8 will be given the middle school YRBS, and those in grades 9 through 12, the high school YRBS. The YRBS covers many different areas broadly related to health and wellness. It includes many topics, such as diet and physical activity, alcohol, tobacco and drug use, sexual activity, access to food and housing, bullying and school safety, and anxiety, stress, and suicidality. In addition, the YRBS measures assets such as a sense of belonging and healthy relationships, which can protect youth from engaging in risky behaviors and help keep them safe, healthy, and prosperous. The survey is widely supported by national, state, and local education organizers, healthcare providers, parent groups, and youth organizations. In Wisconsin, the survey is voluntarily conducted by hundreds of schools across the state because it helps answer some of the most important questions about what young people today are experiencing and feeling. The Richland School District has administered the survey in 2017, 2019, 2021, and 2023. Parents would be given access to the 2025 survey to view before it is given to students. Parents will then be given the option to contact the schools to opt their students out if they wish not to participate. Students are also given the option not to answer questions in the survey if they are not comfortable with questions. The board approved the survey on a 6-0 vote with 1 abstention. The district plans to administer the survey during the week of March 24th at the intermediate school and the high school. In action items last night, the board approved open enrollment requests, district vacancies and appointments, class sizes and under-enrollment courses for the high school's 2024-25 second semester, and staffing plans for the 2025-26 school year. The right to contraception makes its way back to the U.S. legislature, thanks in part to a Wisconsin senator. Lisa Hale has more.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is part of a group of legislators bringing forward the Right to Contraception Act once again. The legislation would create a statutory right to obtain and use contraceptives and would ensure that healthcare providers have a right to provide contraceptives, contraception, and share information with patients. Similar legislation was introduced in July of 2022, June 2023, and June of 2024. Blocked each time by the Republicans in the U.S. Senate.
The state Supreme Court race is getting expensive. You've probably seen or heard ads supporting Dane County Judge Susan Crawford and Waukesha County Judge and former Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel. January campaign finance reports show the Crawford campaign raised $2.8 million and Schimmel's $2 million. the 2023 election in which Milwaukee County Judge Janet Protasiewicz defeated former Justice Daniel Kelly, saw more than $51 million spent by both sides, an amount this race could surpass. While Supreme Court elections are officially nonpartisan, Protasiewicz's win gave liberals a 4-3 majority on the court. In this race, Schimmel is backed by Republican and conservative groups, while Crawford has support from liberals and Democrats. The winner of the April 1st election will serve a 10-year term. Wisconsin and 21 other states are suing the Trump administration, the Department of Health and Human Services, and the National Institutes of Health for unlawfully cutting funds that support cutting-edge medical and public health research at universities and research institutions across the country. According to a release from the Office of Governor Tony Evers, the coalition is challenging the administration's attempt to unilaterally cut indirect cost reimbursements at every research institution throughout the country. These reimbursements cover expenses to facilitate biomedical research like lab, faculty, infrastructure, and utility costs. The University of Wisconsin-Madison says the proposed cuts would delay discovery and disrupt vital research. Wisconsin set weather records in 2024. That's according to the annual climate summary from the State Climatology Office at UW-Madison. This past year was officially the warmest on record since 1895, with a statewide average temperature of 47.6 degrees, minus 3.8 degrees above the 1991 to 2020 normal. This surpassed the previous record of 47.4 degrees set in 2012. Most areas of the state had temperatures 3 to 4 degrees above normal. A few pockets even reached 4 to 5 degrees above normal. The second warmest February on record contributed significantly to the year's exceptional warmth. Last year was the 13th wettest on record, with a statewide average of 37 inches compared to the normal of 34.05 inches. This included the wettest March through August period on record. The DNR says recent precipitation amounts have created conditions that are ideal for burning in certain areas of the state. Prescribed burns support healthy ecosystems for an abundance of plants and animals in Wisconsin. The agency says these burns mimic the benefits of historic fire once provided, but occur under a safer range of weather and fuel conditions. When conducting a prescribed burn near roads or recreational trails, DNR staff will post signs to notify the public. You're asked to avoid those areas while a burn is being conducted. Visit the DNR's prescribed burn dashboard for more information. A two-vehicle head-on crash resulted in injury in Vernon County. The crash occurred Monday morning at approximately 7:15 on Pierce Hill Road in the town of Viroqua. Robert Brand, 21 of Hillsboro, was traveling west on Pierce Hill Road and attempted to pass two vehicles while approaching a knoll. The operator of the other vehicle, Kimberly Johnson, 55 of Viroqua, was traveling east coming over the knoll and was unable to avoid the vehicle in her lane. The vehicle struck nearly head-on and came to rest in the front yard of a private residence. Kimberly Johnson had to be extricated from her vehicle by the Viroqua Fire Department. She was then flown by Gunderson Air to Amplify Gunderson Health System in La Crosse with serious injuries. Robert Brand was able to exit his vehicle under his own power. He also sustained injuries and was taken by private vehicle to Vernon Memorial Hospital in Viroqua. The Amber Alert for Sophia Franklin, a pregnant 16-year-old from Beaver Dam, has been expanded to Missouri. Investigators say she's with Gary Day, 40-year-old father of her unborn child. Day faces charges of abduction and enticement. An arrest warrant is active as authorities believe the pair may be traveling through Missouri en route to Arkansas. It's currently a sunny 17 degrees in Richland Center at 12:19. It's National 211 Day. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Hi, this is Kendra Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-7233. 3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Last year, the CFPB reported that credit cards from top retailers had an average APR of over 32% interest. At WCCU Credit Union, we understand that store credit cards come with some discounts and rewards. But if you're not paying these cards off monthly at over 30% interest, you're spending more than you know. WCCU has some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs with options to transfer your balances from other cards to save you money. As you receive your credit card statements, look at the rates and terms. Then visit us at WCCU.coa to compare our rates, apply for a card, and transfer balances. For affordable credit from people you know and trust, contact any of our offices or visit us at WCCU.coa.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech, a MyPC LLC company. Serving Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa, Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, keeping your business safe and secure. But that's not all. Total Tech also offers flat rate commercial IT support, PC repair, security camera systems, telephone systems, and cutting edge audio and video solutions. For reliable, comprehensive protection and tech services, choose Total Tech. Visit them at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech. Again, online at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. Total Tech, protecting your business in Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa.
It's 16 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 1222. Today is National 211 Day, a time set aside to celebrate the work 211 organizations across the country do to serve their communities. Carla Lundeen is the director of Great Rivers 211.
211 is a community information and referral line where people can reach out to us 24 hours a day just by dialing 211, real simple number to remember, and people can reach out to us to find information about resources and about community services that might be helpful to them within their community.
Great Rivers 211 began in the 1970s and is associated with Amplify Gunderson Health.
We started out as First Call for Help, which a lot of people are familiar with. And really what we do is if there is something that you are looking for, you have a question about, you know, how do I get, my parents are aging. How do I find help for them? What do? I'm getting stressed out as a caregiver. This is really hard work. People reach out to us and then we, you know, have a conversation with them. And then we get them connected with the resources and information in their local community that can help them. So it's, like I said, it's everything from maybe I'm needing help with caregiving for my parents to, you know, simple day-to-day questions like, I need to get a driver's license or a state ID card. How do I do that? You can call 211 and we can provide you with that information and then tell you what those next steps are to move forward with that.
Great Rivers 211 is also for people in crisis.
Crisis can mean lots of different things to lots of different people. For example, a mental health crisis, we work with people every day that are having mental health crisis, that are looking for emotional support, or maybe they need resources in their community. Maybe they're struggling with, do they want to die? And we can be there to help them with that. But there's also people who are struggling with a crisis, like maybe they're sleeping in their car and they're not sure where they can find a warm bed or a warm meal that night. You know, that's another kind of crisis. They're all important and they're all things that we can help support people with at Great Rivers 211.
Lundeen says staff are highly trained to assist you when you call.
So when they call 211 in a crisis situation or really in any type of situation, the phone is answered, or the text is answered, or the chat is answered by a person. That kind of distinguishes us from a lot of other support lines or ways that people can get support. So we call those folks community resource specialists, and that's just what they are. They're trained to provide a listening ear, to be empathetic, to ask questions, and really find out what that person is looking for. What is the thing that they need help with? And then they are skilled at searching for resources and making those connections for people. So our staff are trained. They receive a very lengthy and diverse onboarding process. And then we have ongoing continuing education to make sure they stay up to date on the resources in their community, how they can best support people, and just, you know, make sure that we are doing the best we can for the people that we support in our communities.
National 211 assistance is free for anyone in need. When you call 211, you will be connected to your local resource center. Reedsburg Area Medical Center officially cut the ribbon for the new Replacement Physicians Group Clinic Monday. The new Replacement Physicians Group Clinic was constructed to meet the rapidly rising demand in the community as the population continues to grow. It includes family medicine, pediatrics, diabetes care, women's health, behavioral health, community pharmacy, and the walk-in clinic. The RAMC Foundation launched the Here We Go Capital Campaign in 2023 to raise funds for the clinic project. Nearly $4 million has been donated by more than 180 donors. RAMC recruited 10 new providers over the last 2 years, including family medicine, women's health, and behavioral health. These new providers are located in the new clinic and accepting patients. The family medicine, pediatrics, and women's health areas of the clinic operate with a unique self-rooming process in which patients check in and are assigned an exam room. Patients go directly to their room and medical staff are alerted. No more sitting in a busy waiting room. Behavioral health, located on the upper level, offers a relaxed, friendly environment for patients of all ages to receive care. Each provider has a unique personalized office to serve their patients. The community pharmacy, located on the ground floor, is available for counter service as well as drive-up service. For drive-up service, patients are welcome to park in one of the spaces on the south side of the building and call the pharmacy to let them know you are there. In addition, RAMC's walk-in care clinic, located inside of the RAMC Physicians Group Clinic, is a popular offering for the communities because it is less costly than an urgent care run out of an emergency room, which charges emergency room prices and ER copays. The new walk-in care clinic includes 6 exam rooms, 3 of which are negative pressure rooms to stop the spread of communicable diseases. The Physicians Group Clinic, located on the corner of Ridgeview Drive and 19th Street in Reedsburg, is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. The walk-in clinic is open Monday through Friday, 7 to 7, Saturday and Sunday from 7 to 5, and holidays from 9 to 5. The community pharmacy is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 1 and 1:40 to 6. To make an appointment, call 608-524-6477 or use your MyChart app. The Wisconsin Pork Association recognized individuals that were selected as their outstanding pork industry leaders during the organization's annual meeting held on February 6th, in conjunction with the Wisconsin Corn Soy Expo in Wisconsin Dells. Among those recognized were Alicia Prill Adams of Platteville with a Distinguished Service Award. This award is given to a pork producer whose contributions to the Wisconsin swine industry merit special recognition. Alicia is the manager of the University of Wisconsin-Platteville Swine Center. This operation is a cornerstone of the animal science curriculum as it offers hands-on, real-world experience for students to learn about pork production. She also teaches animal science classes, supervises students and farm staff, and is the block and bridle advisor. The Friend of the Industry Award is given to an individual that provides exemplary service and commitment to the Wisconsin Pork Association and agriculture industry as a whole. State Representative Travis Tranel was elected to the State Assembly and has served in the Wisconsin State Legislature since 2010. Representative Tranel is a 6th-generation dairy farmer and small business owner from Cuba City. Representative Tranel is the chair of the Assembly Agriculture Committee and a leader in the legislature on agricultural and agribusiness issues. Last session, he led the efforts to create Wisconsin's new Agricultural Road Improvement Program, which provided $150 million to local governments to improve critical agricultural road infrastructure. New research from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety reveals a concerning trend in pedestrian fatalities in the United States. After reaching a historic low in 2009, pedestrian deaths have risen by over 80% in the past 15 years. Interestingly, almost the entire increase in pedestrian deaths has occurred after dark or urban arterial roads. Common characteristics of urban arterial roads include lots of traffic with more cars and buses than smaller neighborhood streets. They typically have traffic lights at widely spaced intersections instead of stop signs to keep traffic flowing, limiting the availability of safe, accessible options for crossing safely as a pedestrian. There are usually more than one lane in each direction, and they are in access to key areas, such as highways, downtown areas, shopping centers, and other important spots. Additional findings from the study show most pedestrian fatalities occurred well outside of downtown. More than half happened more than 4 miles from the city center. Pedestrian crashes resulting in injuries and fatalities disproportionately occurred in socially and economically disadvantaged neighborhoods. These are neighborhoods with older housing and greater diversity of land use. Many who live or work in these neighborhoods rely on walking for daily transportation or access to transit, but are forced to walk in poorly lit areas with poor or no sidewalks and long distances between safe places to cross. To enhance pedestrian safety and reduce fatalities, AAA suggests several key steps. Follow the data. Invest in the areas and solutions that will make the biggest impact. Target on safe locations outside downtown areas, often in socially and economically disadvantaged neighborhoods. Coordinate for impact with state and local governments, working more closely to invest resources to save lives where needed most, regardless of who owns that roadway. And demand a safer system. A safe system approach anticipates human mistakes and reduces crash severity by addressing safety through safer roads, vehicle speeds, and road users. Drivers can do their part by minimizing risky driving behaviors such as speeding, texting, driving while drowsy or distracted, or driving under the influence. Remember to stay alert. Do not rely on pedestrian detection systems to prevent a crash. This technology should only serve as a backup, not a replacement for an engaged driver. And drive with extra caution at night, as this is the riskiest time for pedestrians and when vehicle safety systems struggle the most. Pedestrians should be visible, wear brightly colored or reflective clothing, and stay in well-lit areas. Use sidewalks and crosswalks as often as possible. If there is no sidewalk, walk facing traffic and always obey traffic signals. Look both ways before crossing the street, and do not walk and text. Today's winner of $50 in the Richland Center High School Sports Booster Calendar Raffle is Jalen Layer on ticket number 588. It's 16 degrees in Richland Center, 27 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are next.
BL Signs, a full-service sign design company in Richland Center, specializes in creating all types of interior and exterior signage to meet your needs, from internally lighted aluminum sign cabinets to post and panel signs, LED channel letters, vinyl lettering, and more. BL Signs has you covered for your project, big or small. Call BL Signs today at 647-0149 to see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
It's 17 degrees in Richland Center, 26 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Tuesday afternoon, February 11th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Carol Sue Otteson, 85, of Richland Center, died February 3rd. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 1:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 10:30 until the time of service at 1:30. Carol Otteson is survived by four children, Brenda Otteson, Eric and Barb Otteson, Matthew and Kelly Otteson, and Michael Otteson, two sisters, Deanna O'Connell and Manola Norris. Carol Sue Otteson, 85, of Richland Center. Michael Martin Baker, 54, of Richland Center, died February 2nd at home. Graveside services will be held Thursday at noon at the Dayton Corners Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Mike Baker is survived by his mother, Jackie Baker of Richland Center, father Douglas Baker of Georgia, two brothers, Shane and Haley Clems of Richland Center, and Brian Baker of Georgia, uncles, special aunt Liz Gott of Waterloo, special cousin Amy B. Barrett of Waterloo, special friends Jamie, Rich, and Tim, and many cousins and friends. Michael Martin Baker, 54, of Richland Center. Kason Stifler, 22, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly Friday. A celebration of life will be held Thursday at 4 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in St. Mary's Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 2 until the time of service at 4. Kason Stifler is survived by his parents, Jenna and Chad Johnson, two sisters, Cadence and Cambry Stifler, brother Carson, two stepsisters, Rosalind Johnson and Brooklyn Schmidt, stepbrother Reese Johnson, grandparents Roger and Veronica Foley, step-grandparents Bob and Cam Johnson, favorite aunt Becky, special friend Caitlin Pinkham, many aunts, uncles, cousins, and friends. Kason Stifler, 22, of Richland Center. James Jim Brisboy Jr., 64, of Reedsburg in Ithaca, died February 3rd following a long illness. A memorial gathering will be held Sunday from 11 until 2 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center. A private family burial will be held in the spring. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a favorite local animal shelter. Survivors of Jim Brisboy include his sister, Deanne and Tom Wrestler of Loganville, brother Ron and Maureen Brisboy of Ithaca, sister-in-law Kim Houck, many nieces, nephews, cousins, and friends, and special friends Cindy Howland of Baraboo and Gerard Hine of Boaz. James Jim Brisboy, Jr., 64, of Reedsburg and Ithaca.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
From buying your first car to enjoying your retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they are there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts are available for bundling home and auto. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or just stop by 177 East Mill Street, Richland Center.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
Anniversary wishes today go out to Jody and Heather Cornell, Tom and Alice Iverson, and a happy 69th anniversary to Ray and Mary Jennings. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we certainly are looking at some chilly weather out there today as polar air continues to pour in with the north breeze. Carefully, though, watching a storm system develop down to the southwest that'll spread moisture up our way by tomorrow morning and should bring a sizable snow across our region tomorrow. Now, this will be a powdery, fluffy type of snow, so pretty easy to shovel and clean up, but certainly could make the roads slippery. The heaviest is expected to track from Iowa into northern Illinois and far south and southeast Wisconsin. That strip could see upwards of 6 inches or so. We'll be right on the northern fringe of the heavier activity here, so at least a couple inches, but again, progressively heavier as you get south and east of Richland County. We are anticipating a break for much of Thursday and Friday, but a new system will slide in Friday night and could again bring us a sizable snow amount, so be sure to check in for updates. Otherwise, staying chilly right into next week. So the rest of today, sunshine mixed with some high clouds, high near 17, north wind 5 to 10 becoming northeast. Mostly cloudy tonight, flurries possible toward morning, low at 4 degrees. Cloudy tomorrow with snow throughout the day, 1 to 3 inches expected, with the heaviest totals south of Richland County, high at 19. Northeast wind up to 10, becoming north. Tomorrow night, light snow ending by midnight, another inch or so possible. Cold and breezy with a low near 3. Thursday, some sunshine, but cool and breezy, high of 16. Heading into Friday, increasing clouds, high temperature 24. Snow likely by late Friday evening with several inches expected Friday night. Saturday, any light snow ending early in the day, otherwise breezy with some peaks of sun in the afternoon, high near 25. Sunday, a chilly but nice day with sunshine, high of 15. And Monday, partly cloudy and cold, high of 15. Some light snow possible at night. Have a good afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank.
It's currently a sunny 17 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 29, our low this morning was 5. Our high so far today, 18. The record high for this date was set in 1999 at 60 degrees. The record low, 22 below, was set in 1895. Last year's high was 38 with a low of 23. Sunset tonight will be at 5:27 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:04. Currently in Richland Center, it is a sunny 17 degrees with easterly winds 2 to 5 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.26, and we have received around a half inch of snow so far today. Again, it is 17 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
What to expect from crop biologicals today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farmers know that livestock can be temperamental at times. Even animals that have never been a problem before can act up. And in a head-to-head, the 600-pound steer or mama sow will hold the advantage. Be watchful and know how to reach a safe spot fast if you have to. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. When using crop biologicals, be sure you select products designed to meet your goals for the crop. That was my takeaway from a recent webinar from the Illinois Soybean Association. Here's Mallory Shador, a soil microbiome specialist with North Carolina State University Extension.
My research program and also the use of biologicals in agriculture is founded on the critical relationships between diverse microbial communities living in the soil, within plants, outside of plants, and the beneficial agricultural activities that these communities carry out related to soil nutrient cycling, plant growth promotion, and also pest and disease control.
Shador says you have to do some research.
These product offerings are growing, and it is a really challenging market to navigate for a number of reasons.
And says Shador, biologicals are not going to produce miracles.
Manage expectations by balancing current practicality with the future's potential.
There's a link to the webinar on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's ACE, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's ACE for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's ACE. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's ACE. Walsh's ACE, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
ACE is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
A volatile start to 2025 markets. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, cattle producers remain committed to sustainability. Brownfield's Megan Grebner has more from the 2025 Cattle Industry Convention and Trade Show.
Consumers have asked for more sustainability from the food supply chain. Executive Director of the National Grazing Lands Coalition, Ashley McDonald, says the cattle industry has delivered and has a great story to tell.
Being able to just show that pride, it's not something that we need to shy away from. We really need to step up to the plate, be able to talk about it in a very definitive way to show our case.
She tells Brownfield farmers and ranchers have been committed to sustainable agriculture for generations.
Without the land that they utilize and the resources that they utilize to form the industry that we have and produce the food that we all enjoy, that they have to steward those resources, and they always have.
From San Antonio, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
It's been a volatile first month of the year for grain markets. Brownfield's Mark Dornkamp has the story.
Shane Holtorf with Logic Ag Marketing says 2024 ended quietly.
Not much volatility in the markets. You were able to buy options pretty cheap. We've seen those start to explode in price as the volatilities came back into play.
He tells Brownfield corn and soybean futures rallied following USDA's final 2024 production estimates last month, then braced as tariffs against Canada and Mexico were imposed.
You know, we sat here all weekend wondering if we were going to be limit down on Monday morning. The market opened pretty soft, and then we started to back the tariff talks off, and we put together a pretty couple nice days now.
From the Iowa Ag Expo in Des Moines, Mark Dornkamp, Brownfield.
The U.S. pork industry is taking steps to protect against highly pathogenic avian influenza. Brownfield's Aaron Anderson has more from the 2025 Ohio Pork Congress.
The director of animal health with the National Pork Producers Council, Anna Forseth, says the industry has created a guidance response plan
focused on a lot of different aspects of a response, from surveillance to biosecurity to movement restrictions, worker safety, certainly, right? We want to allow ourselves to be able to continue business.
She tells brownfield producers should continue to evaluate best management practices.
We know swine are susceptible. We know we're at risk. Unfortunately, we don't know exactly how it's going to present as far as clinical signs.
Forseth says biosecurity is key to protecting the pork supply and ensuring market stability. From Lima, Ohio, I'm Erin Anderson for Brownfield.
USDA reports sale of 132,000 tons of corn to South Korea for delivery this marketing year. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Policies and regulations are shifting in D.C. What does that mean for your farm? Find out during Compeer Financial's free webinar on February 19th at 1 p.m. Break down key policy updates and get actionable guidance with perspectives on legislative, economics, and trade. Plus, submit your own questions for a live Q&A session moderated by Compeer's ag economist, Megan Roberts. Register at compeer.com/webinar for the February 19th virtual event to navigate ag policy changes with confidence.
I'm Bill Scott, host of the Titletown Report.
He does such a great job of learning from every experience. We'll all be better for it.
The Packers will be back in August, and I'll have in-depth analysis and reaction from the coaches and players.
I think we did some really good things this season.
Connect your brand with passionate Packers fans from 65 radio stations and online.
That's going to be a great reflection point this offseason.
Contact Jill from marketing at 608-848-2770. That's 608-848-2770.
Are you considering a residential or agricultural building? Then you'll want to contact Burnham Lumber of Rui today. Since 1954, Burnham Lumber uses only the finest materials to ensure years of durability. Their salesmen will work with you to create a custom-designed building to meet your exact specifications. Burnham's offers experienced crews with quality workmanship or material packages to build it yourself. Contact Burnham Lumber today for all your building needs and ask about building material packages.
Another slow start for direct cash cattle trade. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to another sluggish start. Bids have yet to be established. Asking prices have surfaced at $206 plus live, but still haven't been established out of the north. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the latter half of the week. Box beef is lower at midday with light demand for moderate offerings. Choice down 88 cents at $322.62. Select is $1.62 lower at $312.30. At the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers range from $8 lower to $9 higher. Feeder heifers sold from $8 lower to $6 higher. The USDA says the market was uneven, with desirable cattle met with high demand. The overall supply was heavy, with moderate demand. Feeder supply included 63% steers. Medium and large one feeder steers, 605 to 643 pounds, brought $300 to $318. Feeder steers, 856 to 884 pounds, brought $252.50 to $259.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 551 to 599 pounds, brought $277 to $298. Feeder heifers, 761 to 781 pounds, brought $243.50 to $245. Cash hogs have no comparison at midday with moderate negotiated purchases. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weight, watching supply as slaughter pace has continued to push higher. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market continues to be strong. That's helping provide some price support. But long-term domestic demand concerns remain, and that adds uncertainty to the market. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a base range of 81 to 88.75 and a weighted average of 86.53. The Iowa, Minnesota has a weighted average of 87.49, and the Western Corn Belt had a weighted average of 87.49. Prices at the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were $2 higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $51 to $63. Barrows and gilts were $2 higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $50 to $60. And pork values were lower at midday, down 69 cents at $98.93. Bellies were sharply lower, loins and picnics were lower, butts, hams, and ribs were higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for?
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen. AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Hog futures are higher, soybeans, cattle, and corn are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are down modestly today on profit-taking and technical selling. In the monthly supply and demand update, USDA left U.S. ending stocks unchanged while a production guess for lower production guess for Argentina and no change for Brazil. CONAB's updated numbers for Brazil are out on Thursday. March beans are down 3.5 at 10.46. May's 3 lower at 10.62.5. March bean meal's down 3.30 at 297.20. March bean oil's up 61 at 46.34. Corn's lower. Corn ending stocks were steady on the month with modest reductions for South American crops. USDA did lower the export projections for Brazil and Ukraine. March corn's 3.75 lower at 487.75. May's down 3.25 at 501.25. And wheat's mixed. U.S. wheat ending stocks were down modestly on expectations for increased food use. Globally, the USDA lowered its export estimates for the European Union, Russia, and Ukraine. March Chicago's up 1.25 at 580.75. March Kansas City's down 1.75 at 595. March Minneapolis is 1.25 lower at 624.25. Live and feeder cattle are down sharply on this week's larger direct market offering. April live's 212 lower at 196. June's down $1.92 at 191.27. March feeders are $3.07 lower at 265.05. April feeders are down 257 at 265.20. And hogs are up on technical support. Cash business is lower in light trade, and pork was down at midday. April lean's up $1.17 at 92.80, and May's 80 cents higher, now 87 cents higher at 96.57. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Producer investment in genetics provides higher quality beef. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. There are several requirements that cattle have to meet to be classified as certified Angus beef. John Sticca, president of CAB, says those specifications ensure consumers have a quality eating experience every time.
The product's got to be a modest or higher degree of marbling. That marbling needs to be fine textured and evenly distributed, and we're only going to take the youngest cattle that are available, those that are less than 30 months of age. Those three specifications right there really focus on the eating quality of the product, and they've been staples to the brand's success and growth and trust and reputation since the very beginning. We have a ribeye specification in place, 10 to 16. We have a heart carcass weight specification that, as you might imagine, has adjusted over the years. It's now 1,100 pounds or less. And we have a fat thickness spec of less than an inch of fat that is not necessarily used as a target, but as a limit. And, you know, those specifications, in addition to specifications about the visual quality of the product, from no dark cutters, no pinpoint blood splash, or things that can detract from the quality of the product, no excessive Brahmin influence that we know can have some influence on tenderness.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Policies and regulations are shifting in D.C. What does that mean for your farm? Find out during Compeer Financial's free webinar on February 19th at 1 p.m. Break down key policy updates and get actionable guidance with perspectives on legislative, economics, and trade. Plus, submit your own questions for a live Q&A session moderated by Compeer's ag economist, Megan Roberts. Register at compeer.com/webinar for the February 19th virtual event to navigate ag policy changes with confidence.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO. COFM.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Trump and Jordan's King Abdullah are meeting at the White House. Mr. Trump is pressuring Arab nations to take in refugees from Gaza. Israel beefing up troops around Gaza. Supporting what could trigger legal trouble, Vice President J.D. Vance. ABC's Jay O'Brien.
Vance essentially opening the door there for the administration to defy orders from federal judges if they view them as getting in the way of the executive branch exercising what the administration says is its legitimate power. Democrats worry that that could tee up a constitutional crisis.
As the Justice Department moves to drop the bribery case against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, the mayor just talked minutes ago.
I never ask anyone to break the law on my behalf or on behalf of my campaign. Never. And I absolutely never traded my power as an elected